walking back to talk to me, but the coach might. Welcome back to talk to me with the coach, Mike. We've made, and as we're on the road all year long, bring you baseball with the big leaguers. And we got the man for the White Sox, Alex Rios. How we doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm just fine. You know, there's a lot of young high school, college baseball players that aspire to play in the big leagues. They watch you on TV. What was the role like for you getting to the big leagues?
Well, it took a lot of hard work, you know, to be where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And that takes it takes a lot of dedication. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, a lot of hard work to become mm-hmm. the best at what you want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what it took to me.
So when you was a kid, you had that dream of playing in the big leagues?
Oh, well, as a kid, yeah, obviously I had that dream, and my father would take me to the field almost every day to take ground balls and to hit a little bit, and it was a good road, you know. I've been playing since I was like 5 years old, and it paid off.
And I used to coach college baseball, and I would always tell my guys that you have to have one of the 5 twos to make it, more ability to hit for power, run, throw on the field. So what was your two that you impressed the scouts with?
Well, I could do a little bit of everything, you know. I could run, and I could hit for a little power, mm-hmm. could hit for a little average, you know. But I think I was pretty quick when I was younger, and I think they saw that on me, and I guess they liked it.
So you was man, in other words.
Well, yeah, I was good when I was younger.
And when you think about your journey through the big leagues, I mean, what has that experience been like for you?
It was tough, you know. I played 5 years in the minor leagues. I went through every single level, but like I said, I think I put a little work on the things that I wanted to do, and it paid off, you know. It takes a lot of effort, dedication. You're away from your family, you know. That's one of the things that is the most hardest to deal with, you know. But it was good, you know. We worked hard, and it paid off.
So we use with those guys in the minor leagues. Tell us how many hotels y'all tore up on the road.
Oh man, we didn't stay at any. I mean, we stayed at motels. Obviously, you know, we don't get the luxury we have now in the big leagues. You have to room with somebody, and that's not comfortable, you know. But like I said, you have to go through those things when you want to reach the highest level, and. If you stick to your plan and do what you have to do, it's gonna be fine.
So was there some pillow fights in them days in the hotels?
Oh well, I was lucky that I didn't get into I didn't have any roommate that was into like.
You was all American kid, in other words.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, but making that journey to the big leagues when you made it up here. I mean, a lot of people don't understand the wear and tear on a major league body, 162-game schedule, spring training, cold weather, bad weather. I mean, they just think that you guys are supposed to be on every day.
Yeah, some that, you know, it's hard for a fan to understand every aspect of the game. You know, some of them don't see the preparation before the games and all the travel that we have to do. And we don't get that many days off, you know, but it's something that we signed up for. We have to appreciate what we do, and the fans, they have to appreciate also what we do. You know, we do, it's hard work what we do. You know, it seems that it's easy, but it's not that easy. You know, the preparation part of the game, I think it's the hardest part.
I don't think they understand. Sometimes you guys play a night game in one city, fly out, get in 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Your buddy there.
Yeah.
Get in at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and your body's still in that other state someplace, and you got to play baseball. They don't understand that day.
Yeah, sometimes they don't. They don't. But like I said before, that's what we sign up for, and we have to do what. The best we can at what we do, you know. It doesn't matter if we're tired or not. We have to come out here and try to do our best. And but you know, we do a lot of trouble and a lot of things that they probably don't see, but it's all good.
Last two questions. You're a former All-Star, made the All-Star team. What was it like to you when you made that All-Star team to be honored to be out there with those top players in your in this league?
It's unbelievable. It's an experience that I will never forget. You know, you get to play with the top players of the league, you know, when at that period, at that certain time. And it's something that that you almost you also dream of, you know, when you're a kid and when you're playing in the big leagues too. You know, you want to be at the level of all the best players. And like I said, it's something that I will never forget, and it was pretty overwhelming.
And who've been some of your mentors in this game?
Mentors? I can't really mention one right now, but when I was growing up, I used to follow Juan Gonzalez a lot when he was a player, and he was one of the guys that I looked for when I was growing up.
Your first hit in the big league, who was that on?
He forgot. Lefty from the Angels in 2004 was I forgot his name.
First home run.
The Warren Brusselton.
Oh, see, they don't forget the home run.
Yeah.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, Alex Rios.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right. See,